Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Thread Herrings by Lee Waite, narrated by Christina Delane. Chapter 1. Happy the maid who circling years improve, her god the object of her warmest love, whose cheerful hours and pleasant moments the book, the needle, and the pen divide. Stitched with three alphabets in 1794 by Lucy Davis, age 13, in Ipswich, Massachusetts.
"This is an adventure," I grumbled, still half asleep, as I maneuvered my sweatered, parkaed, and booted self into the passenger seat of the faded red van Sarah Byrne used for her antiques business. "The sun isn't even up. I couldn't read the thermometer outside my kitchen window clearly because it was covered with snow, but the temperature is somewhere near zero."
Sarah laughed.
"Good morning, Angie. Aren't you the born Mainer who likes to take early morning walks? Not in the dark. Not in a deep freeze. So, not in February."
I managed to fasten my seatbelt after lengthening it to fit over all my cold weather attire.
"And definitely not without coffee." I'd managed to get myself out from under my quilts and feed Trixie, my six-month-old black kitten, but I hadn't had time to make coffee. When I lived in Arizona, I missed Maine winters and hated the heat. I'd forgotten about frozen noses and toes. I looked out at the dark world. Although once the sun comes up, all that snow and sparkling ice will be beautiful.